This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Tuesday peace talks with Ukraine have hit a dead end, using his first public comments on the conflict in more than a week to vow his troops would win and to goad the West for failing to bring Moscow to heel. Addressing the war in public for the first time since Russian forces retreated from northern Ukraine after they were halted at the gates of Kiev, Putin promised that Russia would achieve all of its quote-unquote noble aims in Ukraine. In the strongest signal to date that the war will grind on for longer, Putin said Kiev had derailed peace talks by staging what he said were fake claims of Russian war crimes and by demanding security guarantees to cover the whole of Ukraine. The West has condemned the war as a brutal imperial-style land grab targeting a sovereign country. Ukraine says it's fighting for its survival after Putin annexed Crimea in 2014 and on February 21st recognized two of its rebel regions as sovereign. In the U.S., a gunman opened fire on a New York Brooklyn subway, shooting at least 10 people. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
When it comes to a police presence, this incident ranks up there with some of the bigger events in New York City over the years. Everywhere you look, there are police from every agency within the department, as well as the Joint Terrorism Task Force, which includes the FBI, all here to try and catch a suspect or possibly suspects that law enforcement have described as a man wearing a construction vest and a gas mask who ran from the scene of that subway shooting that rocked the city. In Sunset Park, Brooklyn,